Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This time we're discussing the time a Roman bust ended up at a Texas Goodwill. So Texan Lori Young was on the hunt for thrifted treasures at her local Austin Goodwill store. And now, while many of us have come across team building exercise t-shirts, abandoned plates, or, you know, bizarre wooden owl paintings from the 80s, Young found something a bit more out of the ordinary. So she's an Austin antiques dealer, so Young has an eye for items of value. But even she was surprised to find a 52-pound bust of what appeared to be a Roman in an Austin Goodwill in 2018. Statue looked like real marble, so even if she was unsure of the age, the $34.99 price tag was too good to pass up. She retrieved the dirty statue from underneath the table and took it to checkout. Lori Young shared the piece with a consultant at Sotheby's, who confirmed that the piece was, in fact, a Julio-Claudian-era Roman bust. But this is where it gets even weirder. So some historians believe that it was likely a man named Sextus Pompey. Sextus's father was Pompey the Great. After his dad was killed in a civil war against, you know, Julius Caesar, yeah, you've probably heard of him, Sextus made it a mission to fight the man responsible for his father's assassination. He went after Mark Antony, Augustus Caesar, and then was executed. So some historians think that this is a bust of him and that it was put into hiding by a private collector, especially as it would have been dangerous to display during, you know, the Roman Empire. However, there is a whole, you know, debate right now about whether it's actually a sculpture of a Roman general named Drusus Germanicus. So it could be either. The point is there was a 2,000-year-old statue in a Goodwill in Austin. So regardless of who it is, the bust ended up in King Ludwig I of Bavaria's art collection near the German town of, and I'm going to try my best, Aschaffenburg, in a model of a house from Pompeii. So they had made a whole thing that was just like a museum of Roman art, but in a like mock-up of a house from Pompeii. So unfortunately, this model was damaged during bombing during World War II, you know, because it was in Germany. But after the war, the bust just kind of went missing. So they weren't really sure what happened to it. We're not sure how it got to Austin, but the general belief is probably that a, you know, U.S. military member probably brought it home as a souvenir. That happened a lot. Young kept it in her house for a while. She also named it Dennis Reynolds after the character from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which, Laura, I don't think you listen to this, but if you do, I want to be best friends with you. That's awesome. So she ended up going to all of these different sources to get people to take a look at it, and that included the University of Texas at Austin for their art history department, multiple auction houses, things like that. She ended up having a half-size 3D printed replica made of the bust, which I think is great, just so she can keep Dennis at home. Anyhow, it took some serious time for the whole piece to be confirmed because, you know, this started in 2018. So right now, after notifying the German government that, hey, I have this piece, they agreed to let Texas hold on to it until 2023, when it will be returned to Germany. But right now, it's on display at the San Antonio Museum of Art. So I've got to get my butt in gear and go see that. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. In good news, and I know y'all have been listening to me for months now, Book 2 is out. Texas Slang for Crazy 2, now even crazier, is available in the Amazon store. You can get it on Kindle. You can get it in print. I have it set up so that if libraries want to buy it, they can. I feel like I need to donate it to my local library with how much I borrow things from them. Anyhow, thank you all for your support, for being amazing, for continuing to listen to this little side project podcast that I've fallen in love with doing. And I've fallen in love with all of you. Anyway, have a great day, a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.